This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we are joined by comedian and, I don't know what I'd call you at Pickwick, but Pickwick employee, Riley Nisbala.
Ooh, bartender.
Bartender hey. Now. Moving up in the world.
Doing it all.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes. This will be fun.
Yeah. So, Riley, why do you hate charitable organizations?
All right. So, you asked me last night. I was at work when you asked me. I was like, oh, you know, like, because I heard about, you know, it was a story a couple years ago, like the Red Cross.
Right.
Like 10 cents of every, you know, dollar you donated to them would wind up, you know, just would actually make it to whatever the charity was. So that kind of bugged me. I was like, oh, that'd be a fun thing to research. And then Jimmy Graham showed up at the bar, and we went out, so I didn't do any research. So there's going to be a lot of extracted opinions from YouTube videos, a lot of misinformation, which I listened to the Steve Merz episode. I peddle in misinformation. I do. And I think because I'm a clown, if you're stupid enough to believe me, then you deserve to be lied to. So
that's fair.
Don't take this one seriously.
Well, so charitable organizations, yes, there is a how can I put this? Yeah, 10 cents of every dollar that you give to a charitable organization will go to where it actually needs to go because there are 90% administration costs.
Yeah.
Shall I digress? So I worked for a company that is in Parma. I still really like the boss that I worked for. So I don't want to like say what company it is, but basically what we did was, it was telemarketing, but we called people to raise money for quote unquote, charitable organizations. Most of them were for cops, firefighters, bullshit like that. And you don't have to disclose what percentage of their donation goes to the actual, in some states you do, you have to say it, but, you don't have to disclose that unless they ask you. The highest one I ever saw was 20%.
20% made it.
And yeah. And that, and the rest, the 80% was what the company I worked for kept.
Sure.
And it was, and like, dude, the funny thing is like, you look into these charitable organizations and it's bullshit because, like, the one I remember we called for that was based in Massachusetts, like, when you looked it up on Google Maps, it was a house. Like, and it was like, this retired police chief fucking started this thing. And it's like, I know one of the ones that we called for got popped.
I'm sure he does, like,
shut down.
Like, one motorcycle ride a year for, like, the cops with that money, too.
Right, exactly. And then, like, we used to call for one of the cancer organizations. I can't remember what it was. But, like, it's just like, dude, and that one was, like, 10% or 8% of the, like, money we raised. So it's just like... The reason I left that job was because I, like, man, my morality's fucked up anyway, but I just didn't feel good about what I was doing. Like, we were ripping people off.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit.
That's, I feel like that's a lot of telemarketing, is just scamming old people.
Yeah.
We should have done it on that. No, I have. The other thing, though, is like, the charity in general, I feel like if you know, these bigger national organizations, like in addition
G.
to the
Susan G. Komen
fact,
and shit.
The what?
Susan G. Komen. Like the breast cancer organization that, like...
Oh, yeah. Guy, he's going to be at the Improv. He's, like, one of my favorite comedians. I'm so fucking bad with names. Stanhope, his joke about, like, breast cancer awareness, it's one of my favorites. But, yeah, just, you know, shit like that. It's so dispersonal, though. I feel it's, like, a cheap way for, like, upper-middle-class people to feel... that they're affecting the world in a positive way, rather than, like, say you go to an Indians game and, like, buy a candy bar from one of those kids who, like, yeah, you know, they're not, it's not for the football team, but it's like you're helping someone who should be, you should consider part of your community.
Yeah,
I would think you live in the same city as them, or you live in a suburb of the city they live in.
Sure.
So I know that's another. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely less personal when it's a national organization because, you know, that 10% of that dollar that you're giving them, where is that dime going? You don't know. It's just, you know, you're putting your faith into something that really isn't doing its job. At least, you know, when you look at it purely from like that percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what is your alternative then? You know, yeah, you have the local organization. You mentioned the Browns. So for those of you that are out of the area, how a lot of the concessions at Cleveland Brown Stadium works are they'll get organizations that want to fundraise, and those organizations will staff the concession stands. And then they will keep a percentage of the money that they make, you know, selling hot dogs, candy bars.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just talking about, like, the kids on East 4th Street who are, like, running around with, like, stolen boxes of candy, probably.
Mm. Oh, those kids.
Those are the kids you should be giving your money to. They need it.
I did not know how that's how that worked, though.
Yeah, but that's interesting.
Yeah, the Girl Scouts are the big ones that... And they also pay out their employees, you know, because you can, like, mm-hmm. work for the Girl Scouts and then, like, work at the Q or Brown Stadium. And, you know, they'll pay you out for working. But then that organization gets that money that the Browns are giving them.
Hmm.
What blows my mind is, like, the fact that and this should be, like, a public service announcement for, like, old folks or whoever, anybody dumb enough, like, if something isn't tax deductible, do not give your fucking money to it.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking business.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Scientology's tax deductible. Like, that whole system's fucked, too.
Well, that any religion in general is just fucking, like...
But I would feel better giving my money to... I shouldn't say the Catholic Church.
I was going to say, that. I was like, no.
But there's a lot of, like, religious organizations that I'd feel much better giving my money to than, like, the Red Cross or...
Oh, God.
You know, I keep going to that one because that's the one I watch all the YouTube videos on, but
like the Salvation Army, who are total pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're fucking awful human beings. They get they're fucking awful.
Well, let's go into why they're awful, since they're a charitable organization.
They give money to anti fucking gay. It's like they're thrift store Chick-fil-A, basically, is what they fucking are.
You should be giving money to people who are anti-gay, though. Most of them are poor and stupid, so, you know, I'm actually for it.
That makes sense. You know, you need to educate them any way you can.
You do.
And that costs money.
Yeah.
The whole Popeye's Chick-fil-A thing going on right now is hilarious about the chicken sandwiches.
It is.
It's so funny. Like, it was like the one I saw was like, you know, Popeye's posted a thing where it was like people need to eat on Sundays, and Chick-fil-A said something like, well, we don't run out of chicken sandwiches. And it's like, yeah, but you're fucking closed on Sunday due to Jesus. And I know they funded some house down in Atlanta for basically it was for converting LGBTQ people to be straight again.
So gay conversion therapy.
Yeah, basically. And like they funded a house in, and I think they still do it down in Atlanta. When I read about it, it was like fucking made me sick. I was like, this is like, sure, companies can do what they want with their money. This is America. It's fucking capitalist, whatever. But like, it's disgusting that people can get away with that shit. I fucking hate it.
I don't know. The jury's still out on conversion therapy because it works all the time in prison, just the other way.
That is true. Well, I mean, that's prison gay, though. Prison gay is a little different.
It is.
Prison gay.
Yeah, I dated a couple of them. They're a different breed.
So did were you like their last step on the path back to being straight, or?
I could have been. Yeah, because I'd be a hard transition. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not like a bitch boy or a bottom boy.
No, you're not.
I am gay. We've never met, but I am gay, so.
Right on.
That's, just disclaimer. I can have these opinions. I'm allowed to do this wrong thing. Yeah. It's,
But okay. Here's a scenario for you. Do you send somebody to conversion therapy that's bad at being gay?
What do you mean bad at being gay?
I mean, they're just, they're a terrible boyfriend or they're a terrible lover. So it's like, you know what? Maybe you should try something else.
Yeah, give them those trifling bitches. Get rid of them. We don't need them. No, I don't know. It's bad. Although, like, with Chick-fil-A, like, keep buying the chicken because I don't want Chick-fil-A to go under because then that guy's going to run for president. Like, I want him right where he should be making chicken sandwiches. Like,
fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, because, you know, we've established that these organizations are only taking, like, a percentage and donating it where it's actually going. So you got to look at that from, because these, like, anti-gay organizations are also nonprofit. So how much of that, like, money that's being donated to these nonprofits is actually being used to fund the misinformation campaigns that are being, that are attacking gay people?
Mm-hmm.
So how much of that chicken sandwich dollar is actually going towards, like, calling somebody a faggot?
Well, let's just put it this way. First and foremost, fuck Chick-fil-A for being anti, you know, everybody that's not a fucking Christ worshiper or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's egregious that people fucking like that place so much because it's bland bullshit. It's not a good chicken sandwich, and it can suck my dick.
You know what? Ironically, I would assume the Chick-fil-A guy is probably, like, pretty free speech, but also, like, forces his employees to say my pleasure anytime you say thank you. You ever gone through that fucking horrible, vicious cycle? Thank you, my pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, they're weird. I still go to Chick-fil-A in the mall. It's the only good place in Beechwood.
I've been going to Beechwood Mall for over 30 years, and you is always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been the best. Well, they had the Great Steak and Fry Company for a little bit.
That's a good
pretty
one.
Good. But
Stanley from The Office is coming to Beechwood Mall for Pretzel Day. And I'm very Leslie, he's fantastic. And I'm really going to, it's September 28th, and he's going to be at Beechwood Mall, and I'm really going to try and go have a pretzel with
Stanley's
him.
Stanley's the black guy who makes the frowny face?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah. He's fucking great.
I don't like going to Beechwood Mall. I just.
It's your people.
I know it's my people, dude, but, like, that was, you know, when I was a kid, that was where, you know, me and the
people went.
Me and the my people.
I always forget you're Jewish.
It's hard to keep that in your brain because I don't really pass as Jewish.
Remember, like we said, you're Jew-ish.
Yeah, that's I was gonna bring up, like, religious organizations, charitable organizations, and the one thing I think they're notorious for is, like, they're doing this quote unquote missionary work, but really what they're doing is, like, only giving money to people who are, like, converting and, like, coming into the churches in those countries. But the other one is, like, I used to see, and I wish I would have looked into this, like, late night on, like, my grandparents, like, Catholic stations, whatever they'd be watching would be like, or on, like, Fox News and stuff, like, the donate to the Jewish diaspora, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's, it, like, shows all these, you know, pictures of, like, horribly poor, like, Romanian Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to assume most of that money is going to Mossad. Like,
it would, you would think, you know, that would be where the money would do the most good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, funding the Jewish secret police who are, you know, killing Nazis all over the world.
Killing Epsteins.
Mm.
Every day.
Every day.
It's horrible.
But no, that's the Jewish diaspora people. Their deal is trying to get those poor Romanian Jews and get them to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about the evangelical support of the Jews in Israel is because there's this prophecy that says that the end times aren't going to happen until the Jews are in Israel, and then they get wiped out.
Yeah.
So
did you watch that horrible it wasn't Kumail, it was another, like, Pakistani comic. It was him and Jack Black, and it was all about, like, the Middle East crisis, and it was, like, it started off with, like, a escalating tensions between, like, Pakistan and India, and they were gonna launch nukes or whatever. And, like, but there was one, like, Secretary of State or something, like, Undersecretary, who was, like, so excited because he was, like, all about, like, the doomsday prophecy and getting everyone into Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're crazy about that.
Yeah, I, not a fan, especially because, you know, the way it's being sold has changed. Because now it's, you know, the, it's evangelicals, but basically the right. Like their support of Israel is now, you know, being seen as like they're not anti-Semitic when, you know, they want the Jews in Israel not going to the same school as their kid. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same deal. But people like, you know, especially because, you know, people that are growing up now, they see Israel as the homeland of the Jews, and it's only been that way for like 80 years.
Well, no, it always was. They were always there. They just got turned into Muslims, and like the they never left Jerusalem.
Well, I mean, they left. Like, that's how I got here.
Oh, did they? All right.
That's what the diaspora is, you know, back when the Jews were expelled from Israel and mm-hmm. they went all around the world. That's the diaspora. So, like, those organizations are like, you know, these people got stuck here, put them back in Israel where they belong. And it's honestly, like, it's somehow they've managed to, like, repackage and resell the Go Back to Africa movement for Jews.
I was going
to
say, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But,
and so that's why you don't donate to the Red Cross. That's where the other 80% goes.
Yeah, the 80% goes to...
what other religious organizations were you going to bring up?
Catholic Church is a huge one. Not necessarily for like any, you know, misallocation of any of their charitable funds, but just like because they're fucking horrible.
Yeah,
they're like
awful, just disgusting people.
Yeah. And I grew up very Catholic.
Did you?
Yeah.
I grew up a Jehovah's Witness.
So, oh, that's worse.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, obviously it didn't stick.
Yeah.
But like.
Well, it didn't. So actually, you guys have us beat in terms of. Settlements for child whatever.
Yeah, they keep that shit real quiet too.
Yeah, they
keep
do.
That shit real quiet. I remember being like, because I've said this on the show like probably a million times, but like I remember being like when they re-released the Star Wars movies in like 95 96, I remember basically, for lack of a better term, they call them talks, but it's basically a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
And like I remember them telling us that we shouldn't be going to see Star Wars because it's basically space witchcraft.
Sure.
And like I remember being like 7 years old in my head being like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. Like this sucks. And then I feigned it for years. Ended up getting a girlfriend through, you know, the Kingdom Halls, all that bullshit, you know, because you're only supposed to hang out with other Jehovah's Witnesses because mm-hmm. everybody else is worldly unless you can convert them. It's just all fucking crazy bullshit. But I remember, like, checking out. Like, finally, like, once me and that girl broke up and I moved out of my folks' house, I was like, all right, I'm free. I'm clear. Like, this fucking sucks. Because I remember being 13 years old and there was, like, a Dateline or 2020, whatever the fuck, one mm-hmm. of those. And they, like, did a whole... episode about like this one guy who was, you know, Jehovah's Witness molesting, you know, kids and shit. And then I found out, and this is very graphic for, you know, so yeah, I didn't do this, but I remember hearing about it. And this was one of the things that really killed it for me, is there was this guy who was married. Like, this couple looked like they were stuck in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was, very Jeffrey Dahmer-esque looking with, like, and a mustache.
Hot. Sexy.
So, I always got a weird vibe from the dude, and his wife was very nice, but always got a weird vibe from him, like looked like a child molester. Well, fucking turns out, you know, they had two kids and his wife walked in on him raping their fucking child.
Oh, horrible.
And I remember, so the way like the Jehovah's Witness, like they call it, like when they excommunicate you, which you can, you know, earn back your stature or whatever, but when you're excommunicated, nobody's supposed to talk to you, blah blah blah. And I remember them not, they call it disfellowshipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them not disfellowshipping him because he showed repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you've got, I remember I was like 18 when
and
this
that's
happened.
Someone you don't want to go out and like, you know, be associated with, so right. You want to keep them close.
And like, and dude, I just remember being like, this has made me feel like, I was like, my skin is crawling right mm-hmm. now. Like the, like my uncle got excommunicated for fucking cheating on his wife who cheated on him. He's still excommunicated to this day because he never went back. But this motherfucker who raped a kid who should be in fucking prison
uh-huh. I went down the rabbit hole on like Jehovah's Witness stuff because like one of my favorite comics is Kurt Metzger, and he was a Jehovah's Witness and talks a lot about it. And so I watched a crazy video. It was like one of those shitty like educational videos, you know, like VHS. And it was all about like this woman who's like having doubts about like shunning and like disfellowshipping her like, you know, 20 something daughter. Mm-hmm. And it's like the daughter's like coming to church and it's like, nobody look at her, you know, don't talk to her. It's that's pretty bad. The Catholic Church doesn't really have anything like that.
They're now Jehovah's Witnesses. Like now they have like their own website and like app on like Fire Stick and Apple TV or whatever the fuck. It's called like JW.org.
They only paid for a year subscription because they're waiting for it to end.
They're making like weird Pixar animation now. And the only one I've seen, because my aunt and uncle showed it to me because they were like, can you believe this shit? It was like this weird Pixar animation kind of shit, and this little girl comes home from school and she's talking about her friend who has two moms, and like the Jehovah's Witness mom like has to sit her down and explain to her why that's wrong and all this shit. And I'm like, this is fucking brainwashing. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what that is, which should be fucking illegal.
It's pretty horrible. You talked about like Star Wars. I had the same thing. Like the Catholic Church, it was, at least when I was a kid, it was Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, that was also a big no-no.
They had no problem with like, at least the Catholic Church, with like witchcraft shit, because they were all about fucking C.S. Lewis novels. Like read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe all fucking day. Why? Because it's it's the Bible. Basically.
Or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, like, or Lord of the Rings.
Because J.R.R. Tolkien was,
which is way fucking better than anything C.S. Lewis ever wrote.
Oh, 100%.
He was a fucking, his like Christian Science speeches he used to give, did you ever listen to any of those?
I've never listened to him, but I'm familiar with what you're talking
God,
about.
God, it makes me want to like throw up. Yeah. It's,
is that what the CS stood for?
Yeah, Christian Science Lewis. Yeah. I love it.
That'd be a good band name.
Christian Science Lewis.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not wrong. But the Catholic Church definitely has JW's beats in terms of volume of abuses.
That's true.
Probably true.
I mean,
they never paid out though. They are no bitches.
Well, there's only I think I know their numbers have dropped off, even though Jehovah's Witnesses say they're getting bigger, but I know that they've dropped off majorly.
How could they not in like the internet age?
Right. And the like Catholic Church, I mean, I remember growing up, they said there was, I think, 6 million Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't think there's that many now, but they say there's like 8 million now. I don't believe that shit.
Isn't there only room for like 100,000 people on the spaceship?
144,000 people when Armageddon happens, will go up to heaven. And so every year they celebrate the memorial of Jesus' death.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they do is they pass around, everybody touches it, like unleavened bread or unleavened whatever the fuck.
You want to touch my matzah?
A glass of wine. And I'll put it to you this way. So people, they're called the anointed ones. Mm-hmm. And 144,000 of them, which I'm pretty positive at this point, there's got to be more than 144,000 people that have drank the wine and eaten the wafers. That's how you're Jehovah tells you that you're one of them. And let's just put it this way. My schizophrenic uncle, I think he was a great uncle. Yeah, he'd have been a great uncle. My schizophrenic uncle and his schizophrenic granddaughter sat together at one of the memorials one year and fucking, she was probably, we're like the same age. So she was probably 18-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat together and they both drank the wine and ate the fucking cracker. And like, I remember just being like, yep. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is fucking bullshit.
They get a ticket and I don't.
Yeah.
Uncle Lenny is going on the
ship.
But
the other people, like, so those are the 144,000 people that are going to go up to heaven. True followers of Jehovah will live on a paradise earth forever.
Which sounds better. The paradise earth sounds better.
To me, it sounds fucking in the same terms as Matt Skiba from fucking Alkaline Trio. He said, like, I rather... he's like, I rather, you know, die. He said something like, I rather die or I rather go to hell because heaven sounds incredibly boring.
Yeah.
So does fucking eternal life on a paradise earth. That does not sound fun. It sounds like, dude, shit would get old. And if, you know, if that mm-hmm. happens to be the case, you're not going to, nobody's going to be able to jerk off. You know, nobody's going to be able to do anything fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, oh, no, paradise earth, we're all going to be happy. Shut the fuck
up. You said you don't think there could be 6 million Jehovah's Witnesses, but, like, that's probably about how many people watch Nenat. So, like, you know, I think you could put up the numbers.
I mean, how many Catholics are there?
The Catholics, well, this is what I was going to say.
There's like a billion.
Yeah, there's a lot. When it comes to, like, the charity aspect of it, like, you know, the reason that we have a South American Pope right now is because, like, the largest, you know, expansion in the Catholic Church in recent years has been South America. Yeah. And that's where a lot of your charity money is going, is to make more Catholics in poor third world countries. Because what they do is they go in, they build, you know, a clinic and a church and whatever. And, like, the only way you get access to it is, like, you got to, you know, stop whatever. Like, well, I guess, you know, they've been Catholic for a while. It's a lot of Spaniards down there. I don't know. Mean, maybe I'm full of shit. Like I said, extracted opinions.
Well, I mean,
misinformation.
Full disclosure, I work for a Catholic organization, and at the current time,
that's so sacrilegious of you.
So were you one of the apostles?
Yes,
Judas.
Yes, Judas. That's long story on that, but their deal. This particular organization's deal is they serve non-Christians, and they, you know, that's not part of the deal. It's just those services are made available, and they will push you towards it. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, we get a schedule every week in our emails, like, this is when Mass is. Like, perhaps you'd like to attend. There's a meeting start with a prayer.
Perhaps I rather jump off the 10th floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I look at it is, you know, if I can mumble around for 45 seconds out of like a month when I have to pray with these people just so they leave me alone about it. My identity is not rooted in not being religious anymore.
No, neither is mine was for a while, but not anymore. Like, my mom is still very religious. She's not necessarily Catholic. Like, she'll still go to church once in a while, but she is, like, you know, deeply, like, spiritual. I mean, she's, like, an old lady now.
Right.
Like, she's getting there. She does, like, what's it called? Like, homeopathy and shit like that. Mm. You know, she just believes everything. She wants something else to be real. She had never mind. It's a stupid story. Go ahead.
But basically, you know, the Catholic charities, they do help people. Like, you know, the people that founded these organizations a lot were fucking like nuns and friars and shit that just wanted to do social work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are administrative costs that come with doing social work, especially like when you're starting a clinic or a hospital, in my case, you know, it costs money. And, there's one thing that you bastards do pretty well. It's collect money.
Yeah, for sure. That's a rich, rich tradition of collecting money from poor people.
It's essentially the mob. It's the mafia.
Dude, my grandparents used to count the money at my church. That was like,
really?
When they were old. Yeah, they were retired and they wanted a job to do in the church.
Sure.
They would go and they would be the ones in like the back room. It was like literally like a scene from The Sopranos, just like counting stacks of money from like the service.
How disingenuous, you know what I mean? It's just like you know, if you're going to pretend like that money's, you know, for the church, for God, whatever. You take that shit in the basement and count it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like we're counting all your fucking money, you know, like
it wasn't. I don't think it was like that because I think people genuinely
not.
Do like first off, like that money. I feel like most of that money stayed in the parish because, I mean, you know, like they, you know, replaced the roof that year on this, you know, giant building, and like it was attached to a school. So I imagine a lot of it probably went to like pay teachers and all that. But
probably not well, but
yeah, no, definitely not well. I saw the car the principal was driving. It was a piece of shit. I was like 8 and I knew that.
Hmm.
But the priest's car was probably real nice.
Oh, dude, I talk about this in my set now. the Monsignor Snyder line. Yeah, he owned a boat, by the way. Took a vow of poverty, owned a boat. Settled out of court, some kind of like incident with like a female student in like the showers.
Shocker.
So
in the showers.
Yeah.
That's bold.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's a, you know, you're going to get caught if you go into the girl's showers.
Mm-hmm.
So he really thought he was untouchable.
Yeah, he was in that like 300 page indictment of like the Pennsylvania Catholic Church.
Really?
Yeah, he was named.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
like I watched that, I know this has nothing to do with charitable organizations, but like one of the things that again, like, because I get just more and more, the older I get, the more I get turned off of religion. Like, I have no problem with people being spiritual, as long as you're not shoving it down anybody's throat and it's just between you and whatever deity you fucking believe in. Like, go ahead, that's fine. But I watched that, that, like, 8 or 9 part documentary on Netflix about the nun who was killed. I want to say it was called the, I've done this a million times. Let me look what it was
so
called.
So basically a nun was killed.
And then like all this other, like it, like that's where it started. She was going to expose like this priest for molesting kids and she winds up fucking dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She winds up fucking dead. And then all these people.
That's a 9-part documentary.
It's dude, it's fucking crazy. Let me find it real quick. Go ahead.
Why is
it was one or it was none? One was killed or none was killed?
One nun.
One nun.
One nun.
One or two nun.
Who's on first?
But it's that's a 9-part. So is it 9 parts about like?
Well, no, because like the girl, like the victims end up coming forward, and then like it goes into like this whole. So that this initial thing happened in the '70s, and then all these women came forward in the '90s, and like they basically got screwed. Like, and I don't mean that in any, like, they, like, the Catholic Church just basically was like, fuck off, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And what was, let me
it's difficult when,
The Keepers, it's called The Keepers.
I gotta check that one out.
I couldn't even watch the last episode because I was like, I was legitimately fuming with anger.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, this is so fucked up. And, like, that's the Catholic Church for you. But it's not just Catholic Church. It's fucking religion in general.
Yeah, it is.
Religion is, like, the scourge of this world.
Or just, like, power, I guess. If not, if the Epstein thing didn't teach us, it taught us nothing else. It's that, like, power corrupts and, like, allows you to do fucked up shit.
Yep.
With, you know, no ramifications for years and years and years.
Yep. I think the thing that bothers me about the Epstein thing is that...
he was a Jew. And you're upset he got killed in prison?
Yeah. You know, stop murdering my people in prison. Like, there
even if they fuck little kids and facilitate the fucking of little kids?
Look, there aren't a lot of us in prison. So, you know, try not to kill all of us. You know, there need to be a couple of Jews
Look,
there.
Hitler tried and he couldn't even do it, okay?
Where else are you going to get jailhouse lawyers? Where else are you going to get people to do prisoners' taxes? For the sense that they make, you know, every day.
You said it, not me.
Yeah.
Stop killing Jewish prisoners. At any rate, no, it's... is one of the end games to getting powerful, like, the ability to fuck kids?
I don't know, ask Thanos.
If you're already interested in fucking kids, I mean, maybe it's like to, you know... Maybe it's drugs. Like you want to do, you want to get rich so you can do all the drugs in the world and not have to, you know, worry about all the like shit. It's going to fuck your life up. And I don't know.
Yeah, because like, it's
that sounds a lot better than fucking kids.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time in therapy trying to figure out like why the fuck are people doing this, like fucking kids? Because it doesn't make any sense to me.
No, right. And go ahead.
But it's. So I don't get the desire to do it. And, like, therapists are trying to explain to me, well, it's for, you know, it's a power thing. And it's like, well, that's stupid because there are other ways mm-hmm. to feel powerful besides sexually. I'm like, well, it's a found in you thing. Well, that's stupid because there are, you know, people get better looking when they're, well it's
I've
something
heard,
else.
Like, the
and
argument, like, not mm-hmm. argument, but, like, the way that they have... Nobody's justifying it, but like one of the things is like people are saying about since like the whole Epstein thing is like that these famous people, these rich people, these powerful people, basically can fuck anything they want to, and then they get bored with that, so then they, you know, dig deeper into fucked up desires or whatever, and then, like, that's, like, the power argument, I think. Yeah. Not argument, but, like, why anybody, like, you can't justify that in any way to me. Like, in no way can you justify that. Like, I don't need an answer. Like you said, you know, you've talked to therapists about it. I don't need an answer. Like, fuck them. If you find out that they're doing that shit, fucking kill them. That's the way I feel about it.
With Epstein in particular, I don't think it was so much like a depravity thing, like got bored. Because, I mean, it seems like, from what I've looked into, like, he was always into young girls. But there's definitely, like, a power aspect to it. Because, you know, did you hear about the books that they found? It books with names like Slave Craft, like a 101 of really technical books about like power dynamics, like in a, you know, sexual fetish situation.
Right.
Which, like, for a couple of, like, normal, healthy adults, like, that could be some fun role playing. But, like, when you, like, a child, it's like a child is not going to know that they can, like, leave that situation. Whereas, like, an adult is going to be able to, like, leave a weird, fucked up, you know, relationship like that.
Right. But yeah, I did hear about that, which is, like, so fucking
weird. So I think that aspect of it is very much like a power thing, I think, in the Epstein case.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, everybody I talk to, it just seems like most of it is a power thing, because, you know, you're taking advantage of somebody that trusts you just because they're older. But the thing that bothers me more than anything else at this point is, like, you know, yes, Epstein is in the news. Like, yes, people are talking about it, but nothing's being done and nothing will be done.
No.
About, like, the fact that this is, like, a... This is just an everyday thing.
No, that's why they killed him, dude.
Well, it's like a systematic problem. Like, there's so many people tied to Epstein. There's so many people that, like, it still hasn't been answered how he became a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, how he fucking became a math teacher at, like, one of the most elite private schools in the country.
Yep.
With no degree. Like, he was a two-time college dropout.
Yeah.
And then, like, a year later, is managing, like, you know, Leslie Wexner's fucking personal fortune. Like, there's so many fucking strings. And, you know, you want to talk about charitable organization, the fucking Clinton Global Initiative. There you go. Like, they flew around in his fucking jet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, that one, everyone knows that one's bullshit, right? Does anyone think that, like, is anyone still giving money to the Clinton Foundation thinking, like, they're doing good work?
I don't think anybody, like, was giving money to the Clinton Foundation in the first place. A lot of those charitable foundations are not
reallocated, like, funds.
Yeah, they're reallocated funds. It's not, please donate to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Like, you see that a lot.
Yeah.
And that's not like we're taking the public money and putting it here. It's like
I've heard they actually do good.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of the the foundations, because this is also a big business, is people like worth hundreds of billions of dollars that they realize that their wealth is not going to be taken with them. But instead of, like, paying millions of dollars in estate taxes and, you know, they only have so many heirs, they want, you know, their money to go where, to social justice where they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
So they start these foundations, and the purpose of those organizations, and they do have overhead costs because it is like, it's like a $250,000 a year job to, you know, be in charge of one of these, if not more at this point. But, you know, their job is figuring out, like, how to get these millions of dollars spent so that it actually does some good.
Well, and the thing is, like, okay, so, like, another, like, a charitable organizations is, like, the people at the top are always rich as fuck. Like, that is, like, red flag number one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you call them the CEO of a charitable organization? Like,
They have executives.
Executive director
or whatever. Chairman.
Sure, whatever it is. Like, it should be agreed upon, like, okay, like, we're going to give you a livable wage to do this job. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But, like, when we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, nah, that ain't right.
No.
Reallocate those funds and fucking do something good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in some cases, I can see that, like, if that's not their only job, you know, then, yeah, give them, like, a stipend. But, you know, some of these guys, like, well, there are some guys that they'll pull in six figures, but they're managing multiple organizations like that. But, you know, if you're sitting on just one board and that's your only job and, you know, the money is there, and the financial services industry already pays out a ridiculous amount of money. You're not going to change, you know, what that job makes.
Right. It's like, I mean, it's almost the same thing as, like, the president, you know. Yeah. Like,
do they call it a board because it's just for rich people who are bored?
Probably.
That should be why they're...
That is the worst kind of... Do either of you watch that show, Succession, on HBO?
No, I haven't, but I've wanted... It's the one about, like, the family.
Yeah. It's really good. And, like, if you watch it, he starts out as, like, your favorite character. It's the guy who played Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
He's, like, the oldest brother in the family.
He's from Shaker Heights, I think.
Is he really?
He's from around here.
He's a funny guy. But he starts out as, like, you know, you kind of like him because he's just, like, this goofy, lovable. He wants nothing to do with the family business or whatever. And, like, slowly you realize, like, he's the worst fucking character in the show. Like, he's nasty. He's just bored. And he, like, sits in this ranch in Arizona and, like, you know, drinks double aerated wine and is, like, but because he's not, like, involved in, like, the family, he thinks he's, like, a man of the people and decides to, like, run for fucking president and, like, starts a charitable organization and, like, does all. And it all just winds up being, like, way more harmful and just all about, like, stroking his ego and having something to do. So, yeah, bored rich people.
Is it on its second or third season?
It's on its second.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a fucking great show.
Who plays the dad?
Brian Cox.
Yeah, he's a fucking fantastic actor.
He is insane in this show.
That's kind of like the vibe I got from. I do want to watch it.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out then.
But I mean, in terms of, like, you know, what these people make and everything, like, that's not going to change unless, you know, there's an actual, like, if people stop, like, memeing about revolution and actually revolutioning. Like, mm-hmm. That's the only way that's going to change. You know, we've done a piss poor job at not creating an investor class. Well, the investor class exists now, and you know, you're going to be stuck with people that you think are doing shit for work and they're making a lot more money than you'll ever see in your life.
Mm-hmm. I think charity's a lot like memeing for revolution. It makes you feel like you're doing something. Like, I mean, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, they're fucking crack, and crack makes you feel pretty good.
Yes,
but you, at the end of the day, you are still wearing the same socks you've been wearing for a fucking week and, you know, haven't, like, taken a shower or anything. It's like, I don't know.
It really is the same kind of deal. But you know, how else there is a desire in people. Like, the fact that these organizations exist is proof that there is a desire for social justice and charity.
There is.
So how do you actually, like, do that and make a difference if not through somebody that, you know, as part of the process, they're going to take their cut off the top because they're monetizing your laziness?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to actually make a difference?
I don't know. You know, I'm thinking back to, like, panhandlers and stuff. It's like, I think, well, a big reason I don't give them money is because I work downtown and I have to walk past them every day and I can't fucking give out a whole pack of cigarettes and $20 every time I want to go to work.
Yep, right.
But I think another, like, aspect of it is, like, you look weird giving money to a homeless person or, like, giving a sandwich. And it probably feels weird. And it's like, I think that's just kind of, like, something people have in their head where, like, you're not supposed to give them money. And I think, like, to a certain extent, because there's a lot of them that, like, aren't homeless and don't have another option. But, like, if you see, like, a crazy person while, like, talking to themselves, like, they've been kicked out of the emergency department, like, three times that week. There's no help for them at, like, a shelter because, you know, they're not medicated and they can't keep them there. Mm-hmm. Like, give that person a sandwich if you want to do good. Like, you know, maybe give them a jacket. Like, it's, you know, winter's coming. Like,
I mean, I've something. Offered before. I mean, like, I've offered, like, you know, somebody asked me, you know, hey, can I get a, you know, $3 for the bus? Like, no. But like, if you're hungry, I will absolutely go buy you something. Like, I need the money. Then go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Well, typically those people aren't homeless.
Like, No, they're not.
I mean, it's, you know,
I saw a panhandler here right on 117, mm-hmm. right outside Target, and watched this dude walk over to his bike, which was super nice, mm-hmm. and take a sip of his fucking Starbucks, and then went back to holding his sign. And it's like, that's the kind of shit that, like, makes me want to get out of the car and fucking beat the shit out of you for being an asshole. Yeah.
By the way, who do you have to fucking kill to get that location? Outside Target? Jesus Christ. He's cleaning up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. Like, flying a flag is a legitimate job for a lot of people. You know, that's how you can make enough to get by.
Dude, you and me have talked about this before. I have a friend who lives in Kalamazoo. Who went out to the West Coast, and he was out there for, like, I think the better part of a year. And, like, so they, like, he would work on a pot farm, mm-hmm. and then, like, when they wanted to, like, travel, like, so they would go from, like, you know, somewhere in California up to Oregon, you know, Washington, whatever, like, all, like, the weirdo cities, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, he told me that, like, him and, like, 2-3 other people would clean up out there. He goes, yeah, out here, you know, in the Midwest, they'll give you $1, $5 or whatever. He goes, out there, they hand you $20 bills.
Of course.
And he's like, dude, we would literally, he's at the end of the day, we, between the 3-4 of us, would have like $500-$600.
Yeah.
And he's like, we would do that 2-3 times a week. And he's like, we got by just fine. What? None of them had cars. You know, it's uh-huh. fucking crazy.
What bugs us about that? Like, because you're like, yeah, the guy, you watched him go drink a Starbucks and you were pissed. And like, I would be too, but like, why? Because it's like, I mean, I'm a fucking bartender. I make tips. Like, yeah. You know,
what makes me pissed about that is,
it's the,
like,
sob story.
You're taking advantage of somebody's goodwill,
mm-hmm.
and reallocating the funds that you fucking probably have a house and you don't want to fucking work.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get money to make sure that those bills are paid. And that's, and you're going to, it's because you're fucking lazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it? You don't know, because you just don't. That guy.
And I choose not to help.
Yeah. That's your call. But that guy that's enjoying his Starbucks on his nice bike might be too crazy to work. It's a thing that happens. Trust me. You know, people that fly flags aren't necessarily lazy. It's just that, you know, going out and flying a flag 3 times a week is better than, you know, crime and, you know, getting fired from every single job because you have a fucking meltdown,
mm-hmm.
because the only thing that's entry level is either retail or working for a terrible supervisor where, you know, if you're not up to productivity within 2 days, you're axed. You know, it's an option for people because, you know, there isn't, like, welfare as an idea, like, that everybody, like, just gets your check and this is enough to live, like, doesn't exist. You know, you get money for, you know, necessities and maybe money for rent and maybe money for, you know, some toilet paper and shit. But, you know, actually, like, you still got to live a life, you know, and how else are you going to, you know, acquire funds to live that life if not, like, for begging?
Sell fucking drugs.
Yeah.
That's not an option for somebody that is too crazy to work a lot of the time.
Do fucking drugs.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Do drugs, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It's it's tough. But you don't know, because I mean, you're right, and you're right, like, because there are some who are absolutely like too crazy to work and have no other options. There are definitely some who are like, fuck it, I can make a lot of money doing this, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah, but you know, you can't tell who's who.
You can't.
No, so, and that's like the other. That's the shitty part, is like the ones who are like, you know, I'm a retired vet. You know,
mm-hmm.
dude, like some of those people, I've heard like stories that like people have, they'll go into an army fucking Navy store or whatever the fuck, pick up a jacket and claim to be some fucking war veteran.
Yeah.
And then like you think about it and you're like, well, what age is that person? They didn't fight any fucking war.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Like, and that kind of shit, I don't know, that shit should be illegal.
So, I mean, you know, misrepresenting yourself for money is what we do anyway.
I bet you some of these fucking veterans charities are real fucking shady,
too. Oh, that, dude, that's... like that
fight for the forgotten or whatever.
Going back to, like, what we were talking about, like, when that job I had, that was another one, dude.
Was it really fight for the forgotten?
Not that one specifically, but like, Warrior. The National Vietnam Veterans Association. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker got shut down while we were calling, like calling for them.
You're just on the phone like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, the head guy fucking was funneling money to his brother's like account. And we're talking like millions of fucking dollars. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, if you can read that kind of shit, you can Google that shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like from a reputable news site and read about it. And if people can get away with that shit, it's fucking capitalism is what it is.
Yeah.
And that shit should be fucking regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be kept a close eye on instead of fucking arresting how many people for fucking weed?
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of them are fucking drug dealers because they're selling you feeling good over the phone.
Yeah.
Like, you feel good after you give a little bit of money to charity. And yeah.
Even though you're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, though, you know, you've brought up several times, like, you don't know if these people that are begging on the street, like, actually need the money that, you know, you might feel it in your heart to give them.
Right.
So how do you filter those people out? Well, we've created an organization that their job is to make sure that this money is going to where, you know, to people that need it. And like, that's where you give the money so that you don't have to do that work. And that's kind of like what the larger foundations are doing, at least, is like, you know, we don't trust these organizations like the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or Goodwill. Well, Goodwill, I think.
Goodwill's not a charity. They are not a 501c3. They're just a straight up business.
Yeah, they're a company.
And people don't
right?
know that about them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they are for profit.
Yeah.
So you take donations and sell them. And yeah.
Well, they also, you know, when I was homeless, that was like one of the few places I could go that would like, you know, let me use a computer and look for work and like have an address.
Goodwill?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's bad. In fact, no. I think that's probably better. They're fucking paying taxes. Like,
I 100% agree. Like, Goodwill, like, I've never heard like egregious things about them before. And, you know, I don't think they don't claim to be.
I think the most egregious thing I've heard about Goodwill is that they will employ mentally challenged people that are getting help from. I'm not sure. I think it's a different organization that sends them to Goodwill, but basically because they're technically employees of that organization, they get below minimum wage from Goodwill.
Okay.
And that's kind of shitty.
Well, I mean, like...
Not kind of shitty. It is shitty. But.
I mean, like, because I remember when I had to do community service, like, you know, I did it at Goodwill. I think that that is a decent way to do community service. I think that that's a good program that Goodwill offers. Is like, okay, you fucked up, you know, whatever you did, and you got sentenced to, you know, whatever, 24 hours community service. And it's like, at least Goodwill is an option where it's like, okay, I just have to sift through shit and put it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's a halfway decent program. And as opposed to, like, the other shit they make you do, like, clean up the fucking highways or something.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? So,
well, that needs done.
Yeah, that's why we have prisoners.
I was trying to find this other podcast I listened to. The guy who is... Months and months and months ago, I couldn't find it. But it was a guy who, like, had a a list of like actually like reputable, good charitable organizations. I think one of them was like providing nets, malaria net or mosquito nets to Africa. So it was like 90% of every dollar that you donated was going to like purchase a net, which like how many millions of people die from malaria every year? So it was like basically it was all about like the name of the episode was Effective Altruism. It was Sam Harris. All right,
okay.
People are gonna hate me for listening to his podcast. He is a douche.
It is what it is at this point.
It was called Effective Altruism, and the guest was really interesting. And they talked about how to do charity properly and how to like actually do good in the world.
I can get behind that. I mean, like, because I'm sure there are ones that are actually good, but I think the negative side of it much outweighs the positive ones. Like, you hear way more about bullshit organizations than you do good ones.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you hear more bullshit about anything because that's
news.
If
it bleeds, it leads kind of thing. Yeah.
That's news. Like, you're not going to hear a lot.
Somebody did something really good today.
Like, there are places, like, in town, and I can't even talk about them because, like, I know some shitty things about them.
Sure.
But they're, you know, they're doing good work in the community and, like, helping people out that are honestly broke and, like, have no other option. And it's, like, something that, you know, it's like a last resort safety net for them. And you know, you don't hear about them. You don't know that these resources exist because they're just the money that's going into them is just going to do the work. But you also, like, in order for people to know about, you know, these resources, there has to be some money involved in, like, hey, we exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you can have the best, like, restaurant in the world, but if you don't have the if you didn't pay for a sign, nobody's going to know about it. It's the same thing with these organizations. Like, if you don't pay to have a web presence or, like, you know.
Well, with anything, there's going to have to be money that gets spent. And if you're, you know, like I was talking about, like we were saying, directors or whatever they're fucking executives, whatever they're called. Like, yeah, no, they're, if you're devoting your time and energy to get something really good done, then, yeah, I mean, obviously, it takes money for these things to operate. And, like, if a person is dedicating their time, they should be compensated fairly, you know. But at the same time, like, it just goes back to what we were talking about before. It's just, like, you have these people making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're not actually doing shit. You know, like, the Susan G. Komen shit, like, is what was the whole thing that came out about them a couple years ago? It was basically the same shit as always, where it's like cents on the dollar goes to the actual research of breast cancer, you know, whatever the fuck. Like, I'm losing my train of thought, but like, it just, that's why I don't give my fucking money.
Well, it was like the breast cancer awareness or whatever thing was like, it wasn't even going to research. It was just going to pink shit. Like,
yeah. No, that's what I was going to say before. All right. So, you know, like those, how there's a fucking rubber bracelet for anything now. And like, I know that, I think it was BP was selling those for $2 a piece. They were probably getting them, as I think you're supposed to charge a dollar for those. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's kind of like the baseline, but like, I bet they were getting them for cents on the dollar. They were supposed to be charging
a fraction of a penny. Those things probably cost.
And then they're upcharging like 100% on it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they were keeping the fucking money. And it's like, when they come out about it, it's like, well, you know, it costs money to do this shit. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
So like you said, fractions of a fucking cent. Suck my dick.
Yeah. Well, are we rapping? I just want to say, no, you said like an hour. I'm good to keep going, but I did want to say, like, I haven't given a fucking dime to anybody this month, but thank you for letting me moralize to your audience.
Absolutely.
You're very welcome. But yeah. So what, you know, do you care enough about social justice and like charity to give money away?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have any money to give away right now.
And that's 100%. Where we're all at.
Yeah.
So, fuck you.
I mean, I do feel bad, though. I mean, I have time. I've got fucking all day to... I work at night and I do comedy. I've got all day to fucking help people. So I'm not saying I'm a good person. I'm not saying that I have an excuse because I don't have, you know, enough money to give away. I'm not, like, fucking struggling to get by, but...
We're just raising awareness is what we're doing.
We're raising awareness. We're good. We're doing good.
We're doing good. This podcast is doing good.
Yeah, let's smoke some crack.
So you can find Riley Nisbala smoking crack in the parking garage.
On East 4th.
Yep.
In the elevator.
Where it belongs.
I'll be yelling at your child as you walk to a Indians game.
It's very important. Riley, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Can I promote my show real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Winchester Music Tavern every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, right after bingo. You can come win some thrift store, probably Goodwill shit.
Okay.
Yeah, he like gives out like Goodwill toys at bingo. Those are the prizes. Right after that, we do a great comedy show. It's always different. Come check it out.
Fuck yeah.
Yep, Winchester, fun place. Good spot. Yeah, really good spot. We've done a lot of shit there. All right, so Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates charitable organizations as much as Riley Nisbala.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniels in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches. And I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.